KQED.
Senators from California and Oregon have introduced an emergency drought relief bill. The measure doesn't seek to waive state or federal laws, but as the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains, the measure would direct federal agencies to help boost California's water supply.
The bill is a Democratic response to Republican legislation passed in the House that would send more water to farms by rolling back environmental protections and halting salmon restoration in the San Joaquin River. Feinstein says her bill could increase water exports from the Delta to farms, too.
Essentially, what we're telling them is keep the water pumps on as much as you possibly can.
That is, without violating fish protections under the Endangered Species Act.
The key is to do things within the law, but to act.
The bill would also provide $300 million in emergency funds for things like upgrades to drinking water systems and assistance to farm workers whose jobs dry up. Farm groups have been quick to support the bill, recognizing that the more controversial parts of the House legislation would likely die in the Senate. Mike Wade is president of the California Farm Water Coalition.
It does look like it's going to provide some relief for farmers in California by requiring flexibility with federal agencies and having them work closer with California water officials.
Some Northern California congressional Democrats offered cautious praise. They want to make sure any compromise bill doesn't favor valley agribusiness over competing water needs throughout the state. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.